Christian Post Denounces Impeachment Farce, Triumph of Factionalism. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 13, 2021. The Christian Post asserts Saturday that the second impeachment of Donald Trump is a hyper-partisan affair driven by Nancy Pelosi's personal animus toward the former president. Chief Roberts will have nothing to do with this farce, writes Dr. Jerry Newcomb in Saturday's Christian Post essay. Impeachment is a constitutional provision to potentially remove a sitting president. But, of course, now Trump is a private citizen. Citing Senator Rand Paul, RKY, Newcomb declares the second impeachment is an act by hyperpartisan Democrats who have a deranged hatred for the former president. What is happening in our country is the triumph of factionalism, Newcomb states, a nightmare our first president warned about. In an introduction to George Washington's 1776 farewell address, the U.S. Senate Historical Office noted the first president believed that the stability of the republic was threatened by the forces of geographical sectionalism, political factionalism, and interference by foreign powers in the nation's domestic affairs. Washington feared political parties carried the seeds of the nation's destruction through petty factionalism, the text states. The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism, Washington said in the farewell address. Sooner or later, Washington said, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. This is the state of affairs today, Newcomb asserts. Public liberty today is at risk because of the rise of the petty factionalists, he writes, noting that both Senate leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are on record potentially inciting violence, far more than Trump's remarks to peacefully and patriotically make your voice heard. Pelosi said, I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country against Trump, Newcomb remarks. George Washington would surely agree with assertions by Trump's legal team that the use of our Constitution to bring a purported impeachment proceeding is much too serious to try to play these games, Newcomb concludes. Follow at Williams Rome.